The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, children are not telling parents when they get upset online, apparently. This is all according to CyberSafe Kids. What they also tell us is that a quarter of kids between 8 and 12 are bothered by harmful content or unsolicited contact. The real nightmare scenario for lots of parents out there. Meanwhile, phone ownership, it has risen in primary school age children despite smartphone-free initiatives being rolled out nationwide. Henry McKean has sent us on this special report.
We asked the sixth class children of St. Kevin's School, Sally Noggin in Dublin, when did you get your first phone?
Last Christmas.
What did you think of it when you got it?
I was excited. I got my phone last year, iPhone 11.
And do you like it?
Yeah, it has a good camera.
What age did you get your phone?
I got it when I was 11 years old. It's an iPhone SE.
I got mine when I was 10.
And did you want to have it?
Yes.
And were you like, please, I want a phone?
Yeah.
I had different phones since I'm 7.
I want to say that I got my phone on my birthday. I really wanted it because, like, I couldn't really talk to my mum or dad and I couldn't really contact them when I was outside. So, yeah, that's why I got it.
I got my phone when I was 9. It's enjoyable and I'm never bored on it.
Did you want one? Did you want one for your birthday?
Yeah, I had to beg my dad for one.
Do you ever come across anything scary online?
Anytime I see something scary online, I just tell my mum or dad.
You do tell them?
Yeah.
I don't really watch anything scary, but usually my brother does, and sometimes I see a little bit of it, and usually I just talk to my parents.
What sort of scary things have you come across online?
Playing Call of Duty.
And what's that?
A game.
And so Call of Duty is quite scary?
It's a shooting game.
When it comes to Switches and Xboxes and when they're online, do strangers ever try and contact you on them?
Some man added me.
Some man added you. And what did you do?
I added him back to see who he was.
And who was it?
I didn't know him, so he got blocked.
So you blocked him. And did you tell your folks?
No.
When I see, like, weird stuff, I just tell my mum and block them.
So you would tell your mum if someone gets through on your Switch or your Xbox?
Yeah, lots of people add me on Snapchat that I don't know, so I just block them and tell my mum.
And what did your mum say?
She says just don't add anyone back that you don't know.
So what games are you playing when you get contacted?
Roblox. That's really it.
So Roblox, they try and contact you on Roblox?
Yeah, because you can chat with people online.
Do you chat back? Do you know who they are?
No, I don't know who they are, but say we're playing an lobby and I need help, usually I'd ask somebody for help.
And would you tell your parents?
Yeah, most of the time if people are trying to contact me, I'll tell my parents.
While I play Call of Duty, they find my username, they add me, and then they say, do you want to play Call of Duty?
And what do you say to that?
It depends if I'm in a good mood or not.
If you're in a good mood?
If I'm in a good mood, I say yeah.
And you're not worried that they might not be kids, they might be adults?
No, because even if they talk, I mute my mic and I mute them as well.
Do your mum and dad use their phones too much?
6 to 7 hours, but like most of it's like maybe work or something.
So your parents could be 6 or 7 hours on their phone. And it could be work.
It could be like work or maybe sometimes like minimum entertainment and maximum like work.
My ma's only on her phone for Facebook.
Only for Facebook?
Yep.
And what does she do on Facebook?
Post.
What sort of pictures does she post?
Me.
My mum and my dad are always on their phone.
And what do they do on their phones?
Watch videos.
Do you think they're on it too much?
Yes.
It's social media, is it?
Yeah. My mum and dad are always on their phones.
Why are they always on their phones?
Because my dad works on his phone and my mum like just scrolls on TikTok.
So she's a scroller, is she?
Yeah.
And she likes TikTok?
Yeah.
And why does she like TikTok?
Because he thinks it's entertaining.
And what do you think of TikTok?
I think it's good.
My mum's only on her phone to get like stuff ready for next year's holiday, even if we just finished our holiday this year. And my dad's on his phone to connect with his friends.
My dad's always on his phone.
Why is your dad always on his phone?
Mostly for emails and work.
We asked these sixth class students, do you have a social media account?
Yes, I have a TikTok account.
And what's the age limit for TikTok? What age should you be?
I think over 13 or something.
And how old are you?
12.
So when you're turning 13?
next year in June. I have a TikTok account.
You have one too? And how old are you?
I'm 11.
And what age are you supposed to be again?
13.
And that's okay?
Yeah. I have a TikTok account and...
What happens on TikTok?
Not really.
Nothing really?
No.
Just like lots and lots of videos, quick, quick, quick.
Yeah. I have a TikTok account.
And how old are you?
I'm 12.
And your folks let you?
Yeah.
What other social media accounts are you on?
I'm on Instagram and Snapchat.
As well?
Yeah, I'm 12. I'm on nearly every social media platform. I'm on Twitch, TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Discord.
And how old are you?
11.
And do you like it?
Yeah.
Are you not a bit, you know, worried about it all?
When I go live on TikTok, I got 10 cents last week. Got money.
Who gave you the money?
TikTok.
Why?
Because I got gifts.
So getting the 10 cent, did you feel rich?
No. I got 30 cents 2 weeks ago.
The kids were asked, do you post videos of yourself online?
Yeah, sometimes. Get likes.
So was it just like a selfie type thing?
Kinda.
Do you post videos of yourself online?
Yeah, but I use a filter that blocks out my face so that people don't know who I am.
Yeah, I post them on Instagram. I post me and my friends. I post myself sometimes on Instagram. I just do dances. Yeah, K-pop dancing.
K-pop?
Yeah.
So that's like the kind of Asian Korean dancing?
Yeah.
And you like that?
I love it. Yeah, I just post lots of videos of me dancing and like with my friends and stuff.
You like K-pop as well and put up K-pop videos online?
Yeah, I do.
And who likes them?
Me and my friends.
But like, do you get likes?
Yeah.
Are your social settings set to private or public?
Mine are set to public, but I'm only allowed to post Blackpink edits. Blackpink edits are a K-pop group. I can't post my face or anything. I can only post edits of other people.
So is your social media accounts, because you've got them all, are they public or private?
Only one's private.
And the rest are public?
Yeah, the one that's private is Instagram.
I have a private account, and on some videos I make where comments, like no one can comment, just in case like someone I don't know comments.
My Instagram is private, but my TikTok is public.
And how come it's public?
Because I don't post myself or anything, so I just have it public.
Have you come across cyberbullying online?
Yes.
And what happened?
So there's a video of me dancing from 3 years ago, and this girl screen recorded and sent it to her friends.
And how did that make you feel?
Not happy. My mom sorted it, though.
Have you seen people being mean to each other online?
Yeah, I saw beef in the comments.
I was playing Warzone, and I got eliminated, and then he kept on following me, and then he kept on saying stuff to me. So I unmuted my mic, and then I started shouting at him.
You started shouting?
Yeah.
I wasn't bullied, but this lad was calling me a trend spotter.
Sorry, you said trend spotting, not train spotting.
Yeah, trend.
And are you a person that spots trends and goes for them?
No, not really, no. I was just confused.
What online rules are in place when it comes to social media in your house?
Well, I usually get like 2.5 hours on my phone. Yeah, my dad set a setting on my phone where like something pops up and all my apps, like, they just go away for like the next day.
I'm only allowed to go on my phone from 9 in the morning to 9 in the night, and I'm only allowed on it for 1 hour.
Just 1 hour a day?
Yeah, well, only 1 hour, and I'm not allowed certain apps.
And what apps are you not allowed?
I'm not allowed to have Instagram, I'm not allowed to have Facebook, I'm not allowed to have Snapchat, and I'm not allowed to have a lot of other games. I don't have a time limit.
So you can just, like, watch all day?
Yeah, until I go to bed.
And at times you think, I need to get off this, I need to go out and play outside on the grass?
I just go out when my head hurts.
From?
Watching TikTok.
Watching too much TikTok. So how much TikTok would you watch a day?
8 hours.
8 hours. Do you ever get bored?
No. Go on Snapchat and Instagram.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.